This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Mind Growth Podcast series from Learning Teams, Inc. as part of their Hop into Action program. This series is supported by the best-selling book series, The Hop Beginner's Guide to Doing Safety Differently, available on Amazon Books in print and Kindle formats. So please grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and listen now to part one, Introduction to Human and Organizational Performance. HOP is an acronym for Human and Organizational Performance. HOP principles are a desire to improve safety and reliability in organizations and a shift in thinking about how people behave and organizations function. HOP is a safety philosophy that emerged from the nuclear energy sector in North America, in the recognition that human error is normal and will happen, and that systems should be designed to be more resilient to these errors. The principles of HOP were developed over time by industry professionals with various science academics who observed the need for a shift in traditional thinking about safety and reliability in organizations. Dr. Todd Conklin, the author of the book, The Five Principles of Human Performance, a contemporary update of the building blocks of human performance for the new view of safety, provides a detailed account of the development of HOP. Todd Conklin describes the struggles for a better understanding of how work is conducted and how workers adapt in everyday work. This struggle did not start with the introduction of human performance philosophies 30 years ago. It has been ongoing for much longer. The principles of HOP have been influenced by various sources, including the Institute of Nuclear Power Operations, Department of Energy Handbook, and continue to evolve. These HP human performance principles have been used to create a philosophical shift in thinking about how people behave in organizations and how organizations function best with the workers in the organization. The original HP principles from the handbooks were 1. People are fallible, and even the best people make mistakes. 2. Error-likely situations are predictable, manageable, and preventable. 3. Individual behavior is influenced by organizational processes and values. 4. People achieve high levels of performance because of the encouragement and reinforcement received from leaders, peers, and subordinates. 5. Events can be avoided by understanding the reasons mistakes occur and applying the lessons learned from past events or errors. HOP encourages operational and organizational learning and emphasizes the importance of learning from past experiences and mistakes, learning from normal everyday work, and the role of leadership in creating a safe and open environment for this learning to happen. In summary, Human Organizational Performance, HOP, came about due to a long history of learning from past experiences, a desire to improve safety and reliability in organizations, and a shift in thinking about how people behave and how organizations function. We will now explore the value of principles and the five HOP principles. A principle is a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or a chain of reasoning. It is a basic idea or rule that explains or controls how something happens or works. Principles are often used to guide decision-making and align actions with values. HOP is not a program. HOP is a set of principles that guide us in designing, implementing, and continuously improving systems, programs, tools, and operations. For example, in the quality world, we had Dr. Edwards Deming, 14 points, which became the philosophy for manufacturing organizations to improve operations. This led to creating and developing programs such as Lean, Six Sigma, and Agile. This resulted in Deming's lifelong efforts to define a theory of management that embraced these 14 points called Deming's System of Profound Knowledge, or this system included four elements or lenses through which to view the world, which are 1. System appreciation. System management requires knowledge of the interrelationships between systems, processes, and how humans interact with them. 2. Understanding variability. Knowledge of variation helps leaders remain mindful that there is always variation and adaption in the system, and importance to understand the context of this before taking actions. 3. Human psychology. Psychology helps us to understand people and interactions between people and work, interactions between a leader and his/her team, and any management system. 4. The value of learning, which promotes learning for both individuals and the organization. Deming presented his 14 points as practices that should be followed and updated. The fact these principles were being updated is a normal outcome for a philosophy that values continuous learning and improvement. In a similar philosophy, the HOP principles are fundamental to creating a safe and reliable work environment. They provide a framework for understanding how humans perform within systems and how to manage safety effectively. Here are some reasons why they are important. 1. Understanding human behavior. HOP principles acknowledge that humans are fallible and errors are normal. This understanding shifts the focus from blaming individuals for errors to learning from them and improving systems. 2. Improving systems. HOP principles emphasize that context influences behavior and systems drive outcomes. This encourages organizations to focus on improving systems and processes rather than trying to change individual behaviors. 3. The promotion of learning. HOP principles stress the importance of learning and improving. They encourage organizations to learn from both successes and failures to continually improve performance. 4. Guiding leadership. HOP principles highlight the role of leadership in creating a safe and reliable organization. They guide leaders on how to respond to failures and how to create systems that support safe and reliable performance. 5. Providing a common ground. The HOP principles provide a common language and understanding for practitioners and leaders in the field of workplace safety and reliability. They serve as the building blocks of what is believed to be true about human performance in socio-technical systems. 6. Predicting and improving performance. The HOP principles allow organizations to predict and improve performance by understanding the fundamental truths about how humans perform work. And finally, supporting organizational improvement. The HOP principles help organizations to avoid philosophical drift in safety programs by providing a uniform understanding and practice. The 5 principles of HOP, in order of sense-making, are: error is normal, people make mistakes. This principle acknowledges that errors are a normal part of human behavior and should be expected. The focus should not be on the error itself, but on creating systems that tolerate inevitable errors. Context drives behavior. The conditions under which work is conducted greatly influence worker behavior. Good systems and processes help manage the uncertain operational outcomes that are always present in organizations. Blame fixes nothing. Blaming individuals for mistakes does not improve operational efficiency. Instead, it discourages the disclosure of important operational data and hinders learning and improvement. How you respond to failure matters. Leaders can choose to use failures as opportunities for learning and improvement, or they can choose to punish those involved. The former approach encourages disclosure of information about failures and leads to organizational improvement, while the latter discourages such disclosure and hinders improvement. Learning and improving is vital. Organizations have 2 choices when responding to failure. One option is to learn and improve, or the second choice is to blame and punish. Choosing to learn from failures is a strategic choice toward improvement. When you research or read about the HOP principles, they are presented as a numbered series. This linear and ordered thinking helps us to make sense of new notions or concepts. In this podcast series, we will introduce them for the reader and learner to experience them and how they could express themselves in the real world. But try not to think of the HOP principles as a list of commandments or an order in which they must be applied. The HOP principles are more effective when working together as a mutual reliance instead of codependent on one another, meaning if one isn't present, the rest are ineffective. For example, suppose a leader responds negatively to an event by blaming the actions of individuals. In that case, the ability for learning by the organisation and the frontline workers will be reduced, and the broader system improvements may be limited by focusing on human error as the cause and effect of the event. In the next episodes, we will explore the five principles deeper and share some stories about their use and application. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please check out the range of resources from Learning Teams Inc. on all things HOP, Learning Teams, the 4Ds, sharing event learnings and other topics. Please go to www.learningteamscommunity.com. If you want to read more, go to amazon.com for the HOP, Beginner's Guide to Doing Safety Differently, series available in print and Kindle formats. Thank you for being part of the community.